This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. So did you see what the Oregon legislature's action last week was just before they adjourned? Both the Oregon Senate and House passed a bill that will grant free medical care to undocumented residents of Oregon. Now, simply put, free Medicaid for illegal immigrants in the state of Oregon. Now, one has to wonder what line of thinking these people in Salem are using. So employers, workers, and even those unemployed have to pay for their health insurance out of pocket. But not illegal immigrants. Nope. If they're here illegally, our governor and the democratically controlled Oregon Senate and House members think they should be entitled. Did you get that part? Entitled to free health care, even though they're not legal citizens of the state of Oregon. I'll tell you, let me just read the quote from our illustrious governor. Quote, "All Oregonians must have quality, affordable health care, regardless of who they are or where they live. During my time as governor, we've made great strides in expanding access. Currently, 94% of Oregonians and 100% of children have access to health care. The pandemic has taught us this is not good enough, and unfortunately, our communities of color have paid the price. Gaps in coverage persist, and those gaps are disproportionately borne by communities of color." So there you have it. It's racism, you see. Doesn't that always have to be included to justify really bad decisions? I mean, please explain to me how it's racist to restrict government-funded health care to people that have immigrated here legally. People that are hard-working, tax-paying members of society. People that actually obey the laws of Oregon. Our governor is clueless, and it shows. Or maybe I'm just too woke, whatever that may mean in this situation, to understand it. I mean, think about this. There's an estimated 110,000 illegal immigrants in Oregon. 110,000. And that's just an estimate. Give them all free health care. Well, that's going to cost an estimated $100 million over the next 2 years. $100 million. Let that sink in for a moment. Who's going to foot the bill for this outrageous decision? Well, you are, of course. It's your hard-earned money that you pay taxes to the state to for the privilege of living here. That's what's going to be used to fund this outrageous program. Now, how many of these individuals are working and paying taxes and fees in the state of Oregon? Well, who knows? What we do know is that they're not legally entitled to be here in the state of Oregon, or if they somehow are, they've chosen not to be documented. So what would make us believe they're paying their share of taxes and fees? Nope, I'll tell you, it just makes no sense. And when you look at programs like this, you can quickly see why Oregon is becoming a joke to the rest of the nation. And frankly, I don't want my tax money to be paying for the punchline for that joke. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.